The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
That your word never returns void. It always accomplishes what you sent it to accomplish. It accomplishes something in us, Father. As our faith rises and as our soul comes into agreement with your spirit inside of us, we can crucify the flesh and walk out in the advancement of your kingdom. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So I'm going to start with Matthew chapter 10. I'm reading out of the Amplified. This is Jesus speaking, starting in verse 26. And go ahead and read above. He's talking about how the people are being treated. He says, "So have no fear of them," those people, "for nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, or kept secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. And what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops." Verse 28, "And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather be afraid of him who can destroy both soul and body in hell, Gehenna." We're talking about having a reverential fear of God instead of just people. And then he says, "Are not two little sparrows sold for a penny, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your father's leave, without the consent and notice. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered." And then verse 31 sums it up. "Fear not then. You are more valuable. You are of more value than many sparrows." And that kind of puts it in perspective, right? You know, there's so many aspects to fear. But if you think about, you know, how we respond in day-to-day life and how we treat other people, oftentimes it's based on trained fear of man. I want you to bear with me here. In Hebrews 13:6, it says, "So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Bold means being confident and courageous. Oftentimes, when we're interacting with people, how people respond to you depicts how you act. If you say something and somebody gets mad, well, all of a sudden you'll react either one of two ways. Either you'll kind of back off or you'll get madder. You know, I'll up the ante on the mad, right? Because we're not going to take that. We'll do this. As opposed to, okay, here's the situation. Father, how do I handle this? I mean, how many people do that consistently? Don't raise your hand. If you do, praise God. You're listening to Lacey Rose. You're being more spirit-led this year than ever before. And how vital is that? It's vital that we be spirit-led, because how we treat people is paramount. Why do we know that? Well, because Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. But the second as is important, love your neighbor as yourself." Meaning how we treat people is paramount. How are we to be known? By the love we have for one another, right? And advancing his kingdom, right? That's what we're supposed to do. And advancing his kingdom is people. It's always people. In Psalm 27, verse 1 in the New King James, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." He's stating it out there. And then he asks, "Whom shall I fear?" The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, the focus is correct there, right? Let me read another scripture here. Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6. "I called on the Lord in my distress. The Lord answered me, and he set me in a broad place." That's a roomy place, a place to grow. That's what that means in the Hebrew. "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" See, I was thinking of all these things, and oftentimes, it's the fear of man that gets us in trouble, which I better go to that scripture. I said it last week. Proverbs 29, verse 25. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified first. It says, the fear of man brings a snare. When you walk in fear of man, it sets you up for all kinds of other trouble. Okay? But whoever leans on, trusts in, and puts his confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high. In the Passion, it says, fear and intimidation is a trap that holds you back. But when you place your confidence in the Lord, you will be seated in the high place. Being intimidated is frightened and without confidence. So when you fear man, okay, and people will say, well, I'm not scared of man. I don't care what anybody thinks. Well, the fact you said that tells me you absolutely are afraid of man. You're afraid of what everybody thinks. That's why you're putting up a front and putting it out there that you don't care what anybody thinks. I mean, have you seen that with people? I'm sure Beto never has. With all the people he's dealt. I mean, people think about fear. They think about, you know, cowering. You know, I'm afraid to say anything. Fear is usually the most bombastic. I mean, I've been around a lot of people. And usually the most bombastic and the one who trumps the conversation all the way to the... Those are the ones the most insecure. They're overcoming it. They've been taught by interaction how to do things. They weren't taught that from the Lord, though. See? And as we look at how we act with people, it always has to be based on what he's telling us. And that's why always taking that time in any situation where you're dealing with someone, take that breath and say, Lord, this is your child I'm dealing with. This is your child. How do I respond? How do I interact? How am I spirit led? How am I kind to this person? Remember, I'm not telling you to be nice, because nice means agreeable. I'm not telling you to agree with this person. Please don't misunderstand me. If you end up agreeing with everybody, you're in a mess. No, don't do that. But kindness is a heart attitude. Gentleness is a heart attitude, and that heart has to be completely influenced by the Holy Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is kindness, it's gentleness, it's goodness. You have peace. When you're walking in that, whom shall I fear? Right? I mean, what can they do to me? Kill me? Okay. I know where I'm going. And I'm not saying you don't feel physical fear when you interact with people. I mean, I've been in situations where I knew I was going to take a beating. I didn't know how many it would take, but I was pretty sure how many they were about to use. But you have to put that aside, see. Especially as you're mature with the Lord, you know. You put the feeling, the fleshy feelings aside. You know, you think about fear of man, you think of, well, I want to look good in front of these people. And that happens sometimes too. That happens a lot in ministry. Shh. I've been around a lot of ministers. I mean, it's like, guys, I'm the same guy here as anywhere. Flawed, absolutely. Have you heard my English? It ain't good. Guys, I don't care who I'm speaking with. It's always what his word that matters. Now, does it mean I'm perfect? No. But in my imperfections, I better be quick to admit it and say, you know what? That was wrong. Not because you think it's wrong, but because my Father tells me that's wrong. I can't act that way. I can't act impatient. I can't respond in anger. Even if I'm right to do it, I'm justified. Can anyone find on the word where it says, you can act in the flesh if you're justified? Does it say it anywhere in there? I've looked through it. It don't say it anywhere. It says always walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You won't. Why? Because he is influencing you. He is guiding you. You're following him, and you're not going to be fleshy. Amen. Now, when I'm reacting to a situation because I'm justified, I'm afraid of being wrong. I'm afraid of somebody thinking I'm wrong. I'm afraid of this interaction. I'm walking in fear.
And what does the enemy do with that? Has a good time with me. And you know what happens? Especially as Christians, guys. I'm talking as Christians. Because how we treat people, each other first, by the way. We have a responsibility how we treat each other. Because people are watching. And how are we supposed to be known? By the love. Well, what is love? Read 1 Corinthians 13. It's patient. It's kind. I mean, look at all those things. That's how we're supposed to be. I don't get very far down that list. I'm thinking, I'm starting to repent. Lord, help me. I need help here, Jesus. Every day. But you know what's good about him? He helps you every day. He's inside of you. When you've accepted Christ your Savior, okay, here's the little time here. When you've done the ABCs of salvation, A, admitting and acknowledging you needed a Savior, B, believing that Jesus is that Savior, C, confessing that with your mouth, when you've done those things, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart he rose from the dead, you will be saved. It says you're sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. Now you absolutely are equipped to handle every person, every situation, every circumstance that comes up. You can see that person. Have you ever been like in the grocery store and you've seen that person and you're like, other aisle? You've done it. I don't. Yeah, probably it's me. You know, a long time ago, I learned this. Like, if I had a dislike for somebody, because, yeah, Pastor Monty, there's some people I dislike. If I see them, I'm going to go talk to them. And I'm going to be kind to them. I'm going to ask them how they are and how their grandmother is, and I'm going to. Why? Because that flesh, that part of me, has to be crucified. And it's not putting up a front. It's not, I'm going to act nice and then, no. I again, hard attitude. Holy Spirit, work in me so that I don't fear man. Who should I fear? I mean, let's say I have something against somebody. Let's say it was my fault. I better go repent and ask them to forgive me. Right? Let's say it's their fault. I'm going to be kind to them. And maybe someday they will, maybe they won't. It doesn't matter. It's not on me, right? How they respond isn't on me. How I act is on me because of who I represent and who's inside of me. And guys, this is a sermon on fear, I promise you. I promise you. You know, so many people are like, well, I'm in authority. I have an authority position. Well, if you do, you really don't have to tell anybody. I'll be honest. You don't have to say anything. Just be who he called you to be. Because let me tell you something. If Christ is your Savior, you're in an authority position. Everyone is. And we just walk that out with confidence in him. Be bold, confident, and courageous. And see, when you're intimidated, you lose that confidence. I wrote down another note here. Where is it at? Because the definition of confidence, as I looked up, it said self-assuredness. I'm like, But the assuredness, being sure of who you are in him. Ah, now I'm confident because of who he is. You see, if I start looking at myself, Satan will show me plenty of areas that fear can creep in, right? But when I'm looking at him, I can talk to anybody. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what situation or circumstance you're in. When you're walking in him and your assuredness is through your relationship with him, who shall you fear, right? And then you can be kind to people in every situation, right? That doesn't mean agreeable. I'm not saying to agree with everything people are doing, especially in this world right now, no. But how many times have you seen even Christians find something that they don't agree with, and then they get ugly? It always bothers me because I'm like, well, I agree with what you're saying, but the way you're saying it, that's not my God.
Well, how do you say that? I'm standing on the word.
Well, because I read Galatians. That's not gentle. And I know, well, you're just judging, Monty. Well, it says in 1 Corinthians, we're to judge within the body. That doesn't mean I'm judgmental, but that means I notice those things, and then what do? I go tell them how ugly they are? No, I pray for them. They're my brother. Walking in their authority, I pray for them and love them and be kind to them. How about when you're offended?
I was offended.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I was mad, and I didn't talk to him, avoided him.
Were you afraid of telling him? Were you afraid to go to him, as it says in Matthew, when you have an offense, right? I just couldn't do that. Okay, let's pray about why. Let's ask the Lord why. Why was I afraid to talk to somebody? Were you afraid of how they would respond? Listen, I'm not responsible for someone's response. I'm responsible how I act. And people, we need to get that. Because it'll set you free. I'm responsible for being obedient to my God, right? And representing Him well, which is by His Spirit, right? By the fruit of His Spirit. We're fruit inspectors. I'm inspecting my own fruit, right? I'm telling you this because, guys, as we advance His kingdom, as we share the good news of Jesus, as we tell people to taste and see, if all they see is people tasting and having a sour, they don't want to taste Jesus if all they see is, right? But if they see us walk with boldness, with the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, kindness, goodness, with self-control, people are going to say, I need that in this world that's full of fear, that's full of ugliness. I need Jesus. And everyone does. I need Jesus every day. Just because I got saved doesn't mean I stopped needing Him. In fact, I was aware of my need so much more every day, right? And if I'm going to work with people, which, what business are we in? The people business. Are we all in the family business?
Yes.
What's the business? People. He loved people so much, he gave Himself. His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe shall not perish but have eternal life. And he established the church to do what? Share the good news. It's good news, right? It's really good news. I'm not saying that we don't go through things. There are things we go through. Things that our soul has to work through that creates fear in us, that creates fear of interaction with people. I get that. But allow the Holy Spirit to teach you and train you through that. Is this helping? Am I the only one that has trouble with people? Right? We just love people, guys, and we don't fear interactions with them. We don't get anxious when that person comes to our workstation. If we feel that, we know it's a symptom of something going on, and we address it with our God. And you know what? Be bold enough and courageous enough to do what He says. You know, one time, you know what God told me to do? Leave him alone. Don't talk to him anymore. Well, that doesn't sound like God. Really? If I was messing something up he was doing, he might tell me to leave him alone. Right? Don't assume with God, people. That's one thing I'm going to tell you. You don't know as well as he does. You don't. He's told me things that I didn't know. For instance, okay, so we blow the shofar, right? I guess you can raise your hand. How many people think that's weird? Spooky. Okay, you've been here a while.
I had someone I love very much and care for tell me, you can't do that in church. That's spooky. That's weird. People are going to think you're a cult. And you know, my first thought was, ooh, maybe I better not do that. And I heard the Lord said, what are you afraid of? Well, I don't know. Am I afraid of what people think? And then I had to stop and say, wait a minute. Do you want us to do that? And he says, yes. And then you know what he said? And show why on the screen. Have you seen the little thing that says, shout of joy? I mean, Jim will say it sometimes. And he gave me peace about it. And I'm not saying every church should do that. Please don't misunderstand me. That's what we do. Praise God. Thank you, John. Thank you, Colleen. Right? But you know how people, even just with a comment, can say stuff and it kind of, you kind of get scared. Like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have painted my house bright orange. I would do it. She won't let me. Have you ever thought of that, though? Why you do the things you do? Are we afraid of people? And I'm not saying we push, well, I'm going to paint it orange because I don't care what people think. No, God's like, that's ugly. You don't need to do that. Your wife's going to hate that. You don't do that. Right? Talk to him, though. Step back and talk to him. Don't let people's response to you or the way you feel about people direct your actions with them. Gauging your actions by others' reactions will get you into trouble. Ever been afraid to tell somebody something because you didn't want to hurt their feelings? That's why it says, don't let your compassion get in the way of your obedience. It's written on our, it's still written there. You know, in my attempt to be kind sometimes, and I've come through this, I've been disobedient to God. I didn't want to say something that I knew they wouldn't want to hear. I had to repent. That doesn't mean I say stuff mean, but sometimes people need to hear it, and they don't like it. Well, but I'm also not, I'm going to say it, and I don't, listen, God told me to tell you this, and thus saith the Lord. Well, no. Right? Because there's a way he wants to do it. I read the Gospels, and I really look into how Jesus interacted with people. Wasn't he good at people? Isn't he good at people? He's praying for me every day. He's good. But just how he worked with people. People he knew were going to betray him. He's our example. And I'm not saying I can walk it out perfectly. I can't. But in my imperfections, I still want to point to Jesus. I want to admit it, quit it, and forget it, and keep pointing to Jesus so at least people know, yeah, Monty's not perfect, but he's pointing to Jesus, how much he needs Jesus in my imperfection. Kind of a weird fear sermon, huh? But the Lord really worked with me on this one because he said, you know, people fear the interactions. The fear of the interaction leads him into a trap of a lot of different sins. You know? How do I look in this? And you lie like a dog. You look great, sweetie. My wife, let me tell you something, my wife doesn't lie. I mean, like if I ask, don't ask her your opinion, her opinion, unless you want to know. Now she does. Like if I put something on, how does this look? She'll look at me and she'll measure her words. That's interesting. Okay, she didn't lie. But she didn't say it looked good, nope. And I know, take that off, try again, right? But I mean, you know, but honestly, and even with my kids and stuff, I mean, she's always so honest but kind. I'm like, I want to be like that. You know what I mean? Because she's not afraid of the interaction, right? And I've had to learn that. You know, don't be afraid of the interaction. Even if you have to tell someone something they don't necessarily want to hear, but through the Spirit's leading, number one, you may not say anything at all. Because I've heard him say, Monty, shut up. Okay. And then I've heard him say, okay, you need to talk to this person. You know, and share with them. But it's always Spirit-led, right? It's always with gentleness and kindness. Because that's what points to Jesus. That's who he is. You know, the fruit of the Spirit, you know, Jesus, God, the Spirit, they're all one, right? And they're all working in our favor, always. Because it's his kingdom that we're advancing. See, that's why I love the way Jim and Misty opened. I love the way Hannah gave us Lacey Rose encouragement. Folks, if we're going to walk without fear, right, in this world, you know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Well, he's given us a spirit. He's given us his spirit, and it empowers us. We have power. We can walk in love. And we have the mind of Christ as we're Spirit-led. And we need that moving forward. We need that in the days to come. You know, there's going to be more and more interactions with people. And did you know that most people aren't saved? I mean, you're going to be dealing with lost people who don't have the Spirit's influence. So who's going to bring the influence? We are, because he's inside of us. I mean, I hope that encourages people. Because it's so important that we as the body function together. So that's Christian and Christian, right? It's very important. But then how we interact with those that don't know Jesus, it's so important. In our workplace, with our interactions, with the person following way too close behind me when it's icy, my interactions, right? Can you tell what somebody's thinking about how they drive? I can. I mean, if you're in Denver for 2 minutes, you know exactly what those people are thinking, right? And so it's like, all right, Lord, how do I represent you in my vehicle? And I know nobody knows what I drive here. That's Pastor Monty. Well, yeah. And that's okay. Because we need to represent him all the time and how we treat people. Let's say our scripture confessions together now, shall we? All right. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against us will prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. But whatever we do will prosper, for we are like trees that are planted by the rivers of water. With what measure we meet, it is measured unto us. We sow bountifully, therefore we reap bountifully. We give cheerfully, and our God has made all grace abound toward us. And we, having all sufficiency of all things, do abound to all good works. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And in our pathway there is life, and there is no death. We are doers of the word of God, and we are blessed in our deeds. We are happy in those things which we do, because we are doers of the word of God. The word of God is forever settled in heaven, therefore we establish his word upon this earth.
Amen. Amen. Oh, this one works. That is such an important message, and I'll bet you all of us could have several weeks of training on how not to allow other people to influence our actions and other people's emotions and responses. Because I don't care how confident you are, there is some part of you that, because you care about people, that is influenced in an unhealthy way about by their actions, reactions. And so as you go forward, this is a key, vital piece of being able to stay in position and not allowing people to move us out of position, is that fear of man. And so just ask the Lord, show me the areas that I struggle with this, and show me how to address them and grow out of them. Because you can have all the great ideas that you want, but if it's not from the Holy Spirit, it won't be successful. You won't have fruit in it. But as you get that freedom, you are able not only to fully accept God's love and function in it, but you can express it better than ever before to other people, because their reactions to you do not affect you. You can maintain a place of love when their unhealthy reactions just don't even affect you, because they're going through something. They've got baggage. It's going to come out on you because they don't know how to deal with it. And we just don't want to be affected by that. We want to be only affected by the Holy Spirit. So ask the Lord, how do we do this going forward? He'll show you. He will show you. He will walk you through it, and you will gain more freedom than you've ever experienced. Amen. I'm going to speak your blessing over you. Just close your eyes and soak it in. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us. May the Lord your God bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and may your joy be complete. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. May you be like Daniel, determined to understand and to humble yourself before your God, confident that your words have been heard. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. As you wait upon the Lord, may you renew your strength. May you mount up with wings as eagles. May you run and not be weary. And may you walk and not faint. In peace, may you lie down and sleep, for God alone makes you to dwell in safety. As you trust in the Lord, may you be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord bless you with his peace. May you, being rooted and established in love, have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. And may you be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore.
His love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.